Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting second. The first baseman, Bruce Knutzer. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting third. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Stumpf. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards first. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball towards center. Averill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Averill. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to second. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to third. Miller moves to second. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rothrock scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Knutzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein misplays the ball. That's an error on Rein. Averill scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein takes first base on ball 4. Stumpf moves to second. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a fly ball towards left. Vosmek catches it and throws to second to double up Stumpf. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Knutzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein misplays the ball. That's an error on Rhein. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Knutzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Rothrock moves to second. One out. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 0 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McFadden, and towards Rhein, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Knutzer takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knutzer moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Knutzer moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stumpf moves to second. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stumpf scores. Rein moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 2 in the game. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up towards short. Rein catches it and throws to second to double up Sewell. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 2 in the game. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to second. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 2 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale strikes out. One out. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Knutzer strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stumpf hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ryan takes first base on ball four. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ryan. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Ryan steals second. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen misplays the ball. That's an error on Olsen. Hodapp moves to second. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Ed Montague. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.